us our everything. Glory to God. Thank our praise team.
Look, I can move around.
Why? Could you not move before?
No.
Why?
I was having trouble with my back and neck. I got Brother Jerry to pray for me like the Lord led me to do. Look.
Well, look at you. Woo! Look at you. You can dance. Wow. That's what we, man, that's my Jesus. I just want to announce, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He healed then, he's healing today. Amen. If you don't believe it, just ask Janice. Hallelujah. He's healing us all. I'm so thankful that he's healing us all. Amen. In every area of life, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, socially, and emotionally, he wants to make us whole. Amen? That's why he died. That's why he walked out of the tomb. And just in case you didn't know this, when he walked out, you walked out with him if you're a believer. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I've got two messages. And I know y'all want the short one. Both of them. Look, these two have been at, they've been in camp meeting for a week and a half here. They're ready. I'm telling you what. Maybe we'll just let them talk. But Brother Keith, I'm sure he put a few nuggets in y'all's mind and in your heart. Glory to God. But anyway, we'll talk about this one. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Amen. Don't forget we're eating today. $5 and it all goes to the breast cancer thing. And also, we have announced, it's probably on Facebook, that we would... about the pumpkin patch thing. I think it's on the 14th of October. That's this coming Friday. Saturday. So, and it was announced that it would be $12, and then you have to have some money to buy food. Okay. Your board has come together, and we have decided the church is going to pay for it all. So you won't have to bring anything, just yourself. And the church will pick all that up. Okay? How about that? All right. Y'all feeling younger already, aren't you? Want to go? Yeah. What's the age limit? There's no limit. That's what I was told. So we get to go to the pumpkin patch if you want to go. It's just up here at Shannon. That's not far, is it, Mike? No. Mike was born and raised there. Glory be to God. And he moved to Slickville over here. Glory to God. Amen. He's Hank Snow. He's been everywhere. Glory, glory, glory to God. Appreciate you all being here today. God has some great, great things, and we got folks over there working, trying to get everything prepared for us. And it's an honor to be here today to minister, to do what God's called us to do here. We love you so much, and after 43 years, we're still here. Glory be to God. Amen? All right. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we approach your word, we do so, Lord God, with great anticipation. Expectation. We're expecting great things to happen. And Lord, that's what your word says in Joel 2:21. I will do great things. So Lord, we receive that now in the name of Jesus. That is your word. You said it. We believe it. You said it. We believe it. You said it. We believe it. And we have it in the name of Jesus. So Lord, as we enter to your word, we ask, Lord, for the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I yield to you. I pray our ears hear the word of God. Jesus would say things like, those of you that have ears to hear, let them hear. So put your spiritual ears on this morning and let God do some work in your heart. Amen? Amen. Tell three people, amen. It's good to see you. All right. We're going to talk about a very familiar subject. And, you know, so don't panic. It's not going to be something wild. But I do have an announcement. By the Holy Spirit. As you know, if you're keeping up with what's going on in the world, and if you're keeping up with God's plan for man, we believe, and it's in the Bible, and it's very plain, things are not getting any better in the world, they're getting worse. But I believe, and so many believe as well, and I'm sure you do, that we're at the end of an age. We're at the end of this age, grace, and we're going to go to another place. Amen? Say it like this, I'm going to another place. I'm going to another place. I'm going to another place. Where's that going to be? Well, there's one event that's going to take place that's next on the agenda of God. And it's called the rapture. You don't hear much teaching on it anymore, but I believe it's pertinent. And as I read David's post the other day, David Herbert's post on Facebook, it is high time that we get back to talking about these things that are important. Household salvation, as Diane was praying about this morning. That song today, softly and tenderly. He's not demanding you come. He's calling you softly, and he's calling you tenderly. He is the great shepherd. He watches over his sheep. He knows where we are. If we get off track, he comes in and gets us. Amen? Anybody here been off track? Yeah, we have to say yes. Can't say, oh, me. Hallelujah. But God knows where we are. He cares about us. And this rapture thing that we're talking about, a lot of people don't know what that even means anymore because it's not talked about much anymore. But you're going to hear more and more about it as the time gets closer and closer. Because God is not going, he wants everybody to make it. That's what he said. He said, that all would know the Lord and his salvation. So, but just want to know, I've been reading a little and studying a little on it this week. But not to get into it, but just to make an announcement. He's coming. Are you ready? Everything's ready for the rapture to happen. It could happen, boom, right now. It could happen in 2 weeks. It could happen 2 years. It could happen. We don't know when it's going to happen, but to be ready. And to walk in faith. The Bible says when Jesus comes back the next time, he's going to be looking not for sin, but for faith. Amen? Because that's who's leaving. The church is leaving the planet. In the rapture of the church, Jesus is going to say, come up here, and we're going to leave. In a twinkling of an eye, we're going to be changed, and we'll be with Jesus in the air. And we'll all meet him in the air, and then we'll all go to heaven, and we're going to go to a marriage supper. Hallelujah. It won't be a hot dog either. Amen. We're going to kill the fatty calf, what I think. And I haven't seen the menu yet, but I think that's on it. Because that's what the Father did when the prodigal son came back. Kill the fatted calf. See, he's already got it prepared for us. Amen? Choice, we're going to sit down at the table with God. Amen. Woo! You're going to have your name at every seat. No vacant seats. Glory to God. What a day. What a day. That's in your future. But if you're not saved, that's not in your future. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you'll be left behind. And you don't want to do that. Because to be saved during tribulation, I'll just say it gently, you'd have to be martyred almost to do that. Because you can't receive the mark of the beast, you can't do those kinds of things. But there will be people. But the church is leaving. Amen. Jesus plainly said, you won't have to go through this. You will escape this. Isn't that good? That's how good a shepherd he is. He's leading us home. 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. Can everybody say that faithfully this morning? He is your shepherd. Your shepherd. He is my, I'm taking ownership. He's my shepherd. And I'm going to follow my shepherd, not somebody else's shepherd. I'm following my shepherd, the good book. I'm following Jesus. Amen? And then what's going to happen? I shall not want. And it goes on and on through the valley of the shadow of death. And then to all these other things, we're going to have some enemies show up. But while our enemies are coming, Jesus is preparing a table, a banqueting table for us to sit down and eat. He's got it all under control. And then you go on, he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. When does that start? When you get to heaven? It starts today. Just look behind you. Who's that? That's Shirley and goodness. Did I say Shirley? You're not Shirley. It's Shirley. Goodness and mercy are following you on Sunday mornings. No, every day of your life. Expect God's work to work. Expect God to do what he says. That's living by faith. Amen? Amen. If I were to say, I'm going to come see you tomorrow at 2:30, well, hopefully you're going to expect me to show up. Because if we're people of our word, that's what we do. But sometimes we have a flat tire. We don't get there. Sometimes something else gets in the way. But nothing gets in the way of God. He's going to do what he says. And I'm so glad he's faithful. I'm so glad he's not going to change his mind about me or about you. I'm so glad he said, oh, too late. You know, door's closed. No, that ark, that door has been closed. Jesus has got an ark with no door on it. We're all welcome. But the moment will come when Jesus says, come up here. And we'll meet him in the air. And I know what your mind is like, mine. It gets pretty natural sometimes. Well, just how is he going to do that? I got news for you. Some preachers think they know everything. I don't. I've been told that before. I don't. And I don't. Nobody does. Just how is God going to do that? I don't have a clue how he's going to do that. I don't know how my TV comes on when I push this button. But I don't have to know. I just enjoy the TV. I don't have to know how God's going to do it. I just know he's going to do it. He's done everything else. His track record is perfect. I better get to my message. So, do we believe in the rapture today? Yes, we better. Because it is definitely in front of us. And it is part of God's plan for man. And God is so good. Look, you don't want to go through persecution and tribulation. It's not designed for us. But, so just get ready to go. Everybody say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus, go ahead and receive me now. Yeah, in Jesus' name. Lord, reserve my ticket. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. You ever heard a message on faith before? Well, guess what? We haven't done that in 2 or 3 weeks, so it's about time to go back and revisit. But I have good news. Man, is faith important to us or what? Faith makes the playing field level. So it's not how religious you are. It's not how much money you have. It's not who you are, how you look, or what office you hold. No, no, no. Faith is for every believer. Ever say a believer?
A believer
doesn't go by rank or looks or power on this earth. Faith is faith in God. And he will do it for those that are faithful. Amen?
Amen.
We've had testimony already this morning. Testimony. God blesses people. He heals people. Amen. He saved. Look, if he can save you, he can certainly heal you.
Amen.
Amen. Could we have Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, please? You all can probably quote it, but anyway. Faith is now. Everybody say now. Now is a timing word. It's not. Now, we've been in church, probably most of us, long enough to know that, you know, we don't snap our fingers and God doesn't respond. But as a song, as C.C. Winans led us earlier, God said it, I believe it, I receive it.
Amen?
That's just how he works. We have to trust in his word. Amen? Trusting in his word. If you don't believe in him, then you're not a believer, and Jesus is not your Lord. Pretty simple. But the thing is this. We do not need to be mediocre faith. We need to have great faith. Well, faith's faith. No, 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 no. Jesus said, oh, ye of little faith. Then he says, oh, ye of great faith. I'd like to have great faith, wouldn't you? What constituted Jesus to say to this Roman soldier who had no covenant with him, say this, just speak your word. Just speak your word. In other words, Jesus, you don't have to prove anything to me. What you say is what's going to be. Now, when we get like that, and we get like a little Abel a while ago, just walking up through here and running, pushing our truck around, that's how we ought to be in church, and we're pretty close. Just be free. Be normal. If you're nervous in church, something's wrong with you. I've been nervous in church before. I was so nervous I wouldn't even watch Billy Graham on TV because I was afraid I'd get saved. That's true. I said, that's stupid. No, it wasn't stupid. It was very true to me because I liked me. I want to do what I wanted to do. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I know I'm singing to the choir here. We've all been there. Amen. That's a process that we go through. We come to the point where we say, I surrender all.
Amen.
Tonight, Lord, you are mine. And I'm yours. I give you everything, as the song said.
Amen.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Well, you can't see it. You can't feel it. Amen? But that's how faith works. We don't have to see it. We don't have to feel it. If God said it, we believe it. If we know God, if we trust God, He's going to do what He says. Let's say this out loud. God is going to do what He said. Lord, have mercy. I smell that chicken already. God's going to do what He said. Let's believe it, okay? Now, let's just scoot on down through here. Now, faith. So, faith begins when? The moment you pray. Mark 11:24. Therefore, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. You got it right then. You got it right then. Right? Okay. And don't let go of it. All right, listen to this. Faith separates us from the world's system. The world's... How many of us remember the day we paid 21% for a car? I do. But I'm younger than most of you. What are you laughing about, Lynn? That's about when Jimmy Carter was president. He's 99 years old or something. It was in the paper. And anyway, I digress. 21% to buy a used car. I don't like the world system. I like it when people give or you come across a God deal and that kind of things. And guess what? The thing that separates us from the way the world works. Do y'all like the way the world works? I don't. There's a better way. You're not of that world. You're the kingdom of God. You are God's kids. We work by His laws and His ways, and He has two of them. Number one, the royal law of love. We have to walk the love walk. Amen. Well, I don't like so-and-so. Well, you better get over it, because you're going to be spending heaven with them, hopefully. And God will probably fix it so you're side by side. Get over it. Amen. Punch your neighbor and say, get over it. You know, it's a big thing today about, we can't say anything. I don't want to be offended. Well, my mom and daddy, they offended Nancy all the time. She deserved it every time. No, kid. Well, we don't, you know, we got offended, you know, bend over. We go to school, bend over. Lynn, did you ever get a whipping in school? Oh, yeah. That's all we need to know. Just got it. Verification. But faith is what separates us from the world. The church, number one law or rule, love. Love like Jesus loved. That's agape. It loves in spite of. Amen. Amen. All right, then the second one is faith. The just shall live by faith. Romans 1:17. The just shall live by faith. That's you. That's me. We're the born again. We're the church. We're the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. Let me tell you, you are somebody. You're not the tail. You're the head. Glory be to God. You're blessed coming in and going out. Revelation says we're kings and priests. Ephesians said we've been raised up together with Him to be seated in heavenly places. You are somebody. You're royalty. Peter tells us that. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. That's you. And we need to start thinking about me. Each other in that perspective. Amen? We talk, we put people down, we talk about people, do this and that. We shouldn't do that. Uh-oh, you won't come down for the altar now? We shouldn't do that because we're all been made in the image of God. Now, right? But I'm not saying you got to go to the movies with them tonight, but I'm saying this. Love is the issue that we have to walk by, and faith in God. Amen? Amen. Let's say, I believe in God.
I believe in God.
Well, that's going to separate you from the world because the world don't like you. And Jesus plainly said, the world hated me, it's going to hate you.
Yeah.
But He went on to tell us some more things that we've learned over the years, that His law, His world, sets us free from that. He says, Jesus has been made our righteousness, our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, which means separation. You're not of this world anymore. You may be in it, but you're not of it. And we're not going to be in it much longer. Woo-hoo! Glory to God. There's a new way of doing things. Matthew 6, I believe, says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that you tried to get and the world's trying to get will be added to you. No spin, no toil. Amen? I just got to turn the fine tuning up here a little bit and get on more on the road with God. Amen? But you know, if I don't see it in the next 30 seconds, if it didn't happen, well, you know, I have a tendency to, well, I guess God's not going to do it. That's not the issue. God's always going to do it.
Amen.
He hears our prayers. He will answer them. We will not rise any higher than what we say or what we confess. If you say I'm a loser, if you say I can't do that, you're not going to get there. But I can. Everybody say, I can.
I can.
You want to go a step further? Are you brave? Got your courageous clothes on today? You feeling strong today? Got an armor of God today? Well, we better, because I say it like this. I can.
I can.
Do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stop living this life on your own energy and live on his. Put your faith in him. Paul said, I was crucified with him. Yet I live. In the life I now live, I don't live by my faith. I live it because of his faith. He's the one that came out of the tomb, and he brought me out with him. And now I walk with him. He's my shepherd. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my soon coming King. He's the beginning and the end. He is everything that you and I could ever hope or dream for. Amen. And one day your faith is going to have great reward. If we're still alive when he calls for the rapture, we're gone with him. Wow. Well, I like my, you know, my little, so whose toes am I going to step on right now? I'm going to try to be gentle. How many motorcycle riders we got in here? None. Jim Repay, you be quiet. Woman out here, maybe. Hallelujah. But don't get your soul tied to your motorcycle so bad. Well, you know, I'm going to miss my motorcycle if I go to heaven. You're not going to miss your motorcycle if you go to heaven. Amen? You're not going to miss anything when you go to heaven. It is so much. Our best day is the worst day in heaven. Amen? Ooh, glory be to God. I can't wait to see him. I just can't hardly wait. What about y'all? Well, you know. Yeah, mm-hmm. We got to talk like we're going home. We got to talk like we're God's kids, and he is a loving father. He's already paid the price. He was condemned, so we wouldn't have to be. All we have to do is believe in him. It's not as easy as it sounds, but it is that easy. Do you believe? Yes, or you wouldn't be here more likely. I believe in him. If not, I'm looking for a way or some information that would tell me how to believe in him. All you got to do is say, Lord, I trust you. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Amen?
Amen.
And he will come in. If he come in on my life on March 11, 1976, about 7:45, in Elton, Mississippi, at the United Methodist Church, he can come in anybody's. He was there. But you have to be there. You got to be real with God. Be honest with God. That's my plea for you today. Just be honest with him. And I promise you, if your heart's honest with him, he will show up just like that. But he knows when you're playing games, and he won't. All right, two things we've learned so far. Faith, our faith, makes us different than the world system. Amen. We will not rise any higher than what we confess or what we say. Real faith demands proper speech. Boy, that went over big, didn't it? All the air left the room. Hallelujah. Now, this is not like, oh, my goodness, I said the wrong word at the wrong time. No, it has a lot to do with your heart. We all make head mistakes, but the thing is this. We know better. And when we're officially asked the question, we say the right way. Amen?
Amen.
We're not going to get to heaven. Sandy, we're not going to get up in heaven and walk around and have a pity party.
Come on. Amen.
Well, I wish I'd have done things, but well, no. Why? You're already here. Glory to God. Enjoy what you got.
Yeah.
Look at your neighbor and say, enjoy what you got. Enjoy your salvation. It's the best thing that ever happened to you. Somebody loves you, and his name's Jesus, and he came into your life when you allowed him to, and he changed you to a new creature. And old things passed away. And now, Bill, we got a new way of doing things, right? How many of you are better off because you serve Jesus? Every hand, everyone says yes. I've hardly met anybody say, no, it's worse. I've heard people say this, well, it's real hard to serve God. No, 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 no. It may seem like that because the world's against you. But the thing is this, God's for you. He's for us. The Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. And it don't have good benefits either. In fact, you don't have any. Faith is our mountain mover. Faith begins immediately when we activate it. Faith will move speedily. Will avenge his children. That's Luke 18:8. We won't go there. So Luke 18:8, that'll be your homework. Look that up. See what it says in the Bible. It will say the Bible.
Bible.
The Bible tells me so, right?
Right?
He will activate speedily. He moves quickly. Well, why does it look? God immediately answers our prayers. They may not manifest. Lots of times, he's waiting on another human being that he wants to use to bless you or whatever. Happens many times. But a lot of times, we don't want to. So he has to find somebody else. And then many times, it's just he knows what's going on. He knows when to do it, how to do it, and where to do it. It boils back down to trust. Amen. Let's all jump to our feet. Y'all ready to go eat? Well, when you can't get some people in church say, I'm ready to go eat. Boy, something's wrong. We gotta have another song, another altar call, do something. Hallelujah. We're ready to go eat. God's good. Thank y'all for being here. Any and all visitors, we're so glad to see you. And we love you. And God's got great things in store for all of us. Amen.